All right. It's a good morning and welcome. Welcome. I hope you have a good Monday. It's not blue. I don't know what blue Monday means, but some people say Monday is always blue. So I don't know what that means. At least I'm with a young person here who can explain what blue Monday means. But of course, it's Kanjengo. It's good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Franz.
Yes.
I have no idea. I don't think I'm that woke enough.
But you said you were better than me in the street.
Yeah, no, this is not the street. Blue, green, we didn't grow up with colors. And I read this. When you come to a man, there is no excuse. You have to do what needs to be done. So never grow up with that thing like, okay, today is a Monday or it's a bad day. You just have to go do what needs to be done regardless.
There is a problem, you know, everything in Oshkwanyama, every color in Oshkwanyama, she twimike.
Yeah, we just have one color anyway. So the blue and blue Monday and whatever, no, I have no idea.
All right.
So, yes, we continue with our discussion. We continue with our breaking down of this report. And, yes, we are approaching the end. But actually now we are in the middle of it. We're actually at the specific things now that says where are we in our country? Because the first part was just a SWOT analysis.
Mm.
It was just a SWOT analysis. It was just a simple analysis. But now they went now deeper in to say they are now trying to answer certain questions based on now this report tried to answer three questions. Does Namibia have the precondition for the fourth industrial revolution? And question two, does Namibia have the necessary capability for the future of production? Then number three, does Namibia have the potential to apply fourth industrial revolution? So now we are answering questions specifically that, okay, do we have, the first question is that the preconditions, meaning did we lay the foundation for us now to say, can we jump in? Maybe the main reason maybe Minister of Health is not unable or is not utilizing e-health or is unable to launch e-health all over the country to all its facility is because the preconditions are not there. Maybe the main reason Minister of Education is unable to roll out e-learning and improve certain things is because the preconditions are not there. Maybe our varsities or university have failed so badly to teach online. Maybe it's because the preconditions are not there. And that is where we are at that. The first question is, does Namibia have the precondition for the fourth industrial revolution? This is the first question. So the reason is that the strategic reason for positioning industry at the center of fourth industrial revolution, because it's central that given that most 4IR consideration related to trends toward automation, data management in manufacturing technologies and processes. So the private sector is more centered, or how do I put this? They are the one who's supposed to be leading, meaning they are at the center of this to drive or to adopt the fourth industrial revolution technology compared to the private sector. That's what they are saying here. Yes, we recognize that. However, for a developing country now like Namibia, it is also important to look beyond the private sector industries and also to understand the readiness of the whole society. Not only the companies or the companies themselves organization, but also the readiness of the whole society for the fourth industrial revolution and the possible application beyond industry so we can address some of the most pressing socioeconomic and environmental challenges. And this is actually very, very important to say, okay, they acknowledge that the private sector is supposed to be at the center. Companies, entrepreneurs are supposed to be driving in terms of adoption. But they've also extended to say that we cannot just say the private sector is supposed to drive it until we measure the readiness of the whole society. So the whole society also need to be on par or at a certain level for the private sectors or for the private company to start adopting, because they can adopt and people are going to reject it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. As people, as we have been saying that, yes, you can put there a machine that say, I wash things. But for us, we still opt to do this thing the other way. Like today, I was at the Namibia Student Financial, whatever, Financial Assistance Fund. And they had a very beautiful application online. But when I went there are still queues because I think today is the last day. I went there. There are still queues of a lot of students that are going to try to apply. Some of them are having physical forms, but the NSF came up with an application online to say, go through online. And I have checked it myself. It's really, I can upload them. It was really, really simple. It was friendly to anybody. Now, but you still have a lot of people that went there because either the awareness that the things can be done online is not there, or they are just still rejecting the thing. So that's why now it's so important. They say this, that to understand the readiness of the whole society for Fourth Industrial Revolution and the possible application beyond industry to address some of the most pressing socioeconomic and environmental challenges. And before I give you a chance, Dr. Franz, you see, like for the village where my son is, so if it was back then, he was expected to go to town to go apply. But now all he had to just to scan his papers. Then he can do the application wherever he is around the country or anywhere, wherever you are. So the application to address most pressing socioeconomic issues, that is what they are referring to. So you are saving cost of all. Now parents have to pay money for kids to go to Ongwediva, to go to SACOS, wherever, so they can go apply for this and go courier them. But now all they need is just Away or Jive or some 1 gigabyte data, then they can apply online. I have looked at the process. It's so efficient. So I think that is where now some of the classical example that we need to use when we are talking about what is the importance of Fourth Industrial Revolution. What are those applications? This might be even basic, but are there other beautiful applications that we can do to uplift each other and to make transacting or anything that we do in the economy more friendly and more effectively, and it does not command so much money to do it. So it's just a classical example. I wanted to insert that.
There is a disintegrated, how can I put it? There is a disconnect between, you know, because this, the people, the culture is not there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no push.
Mm-hmm.
For technology.
Mm.
Maybe the push is a partly because most of these people that are queuing there, they have WhatsApp account and they are good at uploading pictures on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. They are good at TikTok. But any other serious thing that to say it's online, they would not take it serious. They would rather go physically. So that's a problem we have. The way they were supposed to take, you know, the way they are taking Facebook seriously is supposed to be the way they are taking these online applications very seriously. You would not have seen young people queuing up there. Maybe a few of them. But while they are queuing up, they are busy uploading their status, taking selfies, or they are busy, you know, uploading their Facebook. The same tool that we're supposed to use at home to get access to NASFAF thing, they come with it. So it's like going, traveling from here to Katima for a Zoom meeting. You are told that the main event is in Katima, but we can attend it on Zoom, but you still want to show up there.
Yep. So it was quite saddening to me. It was quite saddening to me. Yes, I know there are challenges. There are challenges because I want us to go deep into this thing in terms of the preconditions. What are the preconditions? And I realized the precondition, one of the preconditions they did not put here is I've looked at what they have said, infrastructure, education, whatever, and digital technology and others, the precondition, digital infrastructure. But I've realized the first precondition is awareness. It's awareness. Because I went through that same application. I was stuck somewhere. I know I was stuck somewhere. And I had to pay now. How much is that to go there? It's double. So it's $26 to get to the NASA offices. But the whole application was so simple. It was really, really good. I can applaud them there. But from what I realized, and the people that are being sent back, and the queues that are there, I realized that there is so much that we need to do in terms of the first precondition that we need to do is creating awareness. We have to get our people used to easier ways of doing things. Like, seriously. Yeah, I know NASA even set up a whole computers there where the kids can apply who do not have computers. That is really good. Yeah, despite that they are so far from the where people live, it was really good. But the first thing I think, the first precondition is creating awareness of the certain available tools to make life easier or to make a production or consumption or any sort of application that you're doing easier. Is the first precondition. And from my observation, I don't think we have done well in creating such awareness. I do not know now that it has to be, it is an individual task or it's an individual thing for somebody to be aware of where the world is going. But I just feel like we are so far. We are really, really so far. And it's going to be very difficult in terms of people adopting this. And that's why a lot of even learners themselves or students themselves have to go there physically. So do you see the disconnection? The people, actually, the young people that are supposed even to know better that there are certain ways of doing things, they are the one who are, I don't want to say failing, but I think in terms of where they come from, in terms from the education system where they are graduating grade 12 or grade 11, they were never been introduced to this type of applications or technology that enabled them to make life easier. Because going through the school system, remember, we used to rotate around classes. You leave this school, I mean, you leave these classes, the other one come in. So there were no other convenient ways for people to do things. They never had smart boards. They never used laptop. They never used all these things that can make life easier or teaching easier. So that's why even when they graduated, you see, there is still a way to apply from wherever you are. But they still opted or they still didn't trust that process. So they had to go there. And also something that I have realized, I texted NASA on their WhatsApp number. That was during the weekend and it was during and also Friday that, okay, I am stuck somewhere. And no response until today. So these are some of the small things that I think could be also making the students or the learners to go physically to the offices. If the office that's supposed to assist in terms of enabling people to use this technology, this app, is not there. Remember, we have already awareness issues of how to utilize these tools or adopting them in our lives. Then now the help desk, which is supposed to be there, supposed to be called, supposed to be offering all these simple things. Just remember, I paid double just for a small thing to go to a physical, but it was a small thing. Which could actually been solved if they could have just replied to my WhatsApp number, I mean to my WhatsApp text. So do you see now, I think the preconditions that you need to be there first, awareness and the help desk number or assistance needed to be there full time to avoid people traveling for small things. So that is the first precondition that we need to do if we are going to make the whole society ready and for them to apply or to adopt 4IR apps for possible application beyond just production, but to make their life easier.
I would repeat this again. You see, the person that is not responding to your WhatsApp, they are busy uploading their stuff on Facebook. So we have, misplaced energy.
Mm-hmm.
And misplaced response.
Mm-hmm.
What we are supposed to respond to seriously,
mm-hmm.
we are not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why you get to the office, the mm-hmm. person is still, mm-hmm. The person is still in the 90.
Mm-hmm.
We are in 2023, but the person is operating the 1993 way.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in 1993, we didn't have computers, maybe there were a few. We have what we call typewriters. I don't know whether you know a typewriter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A typing machine.
Yeah, we read about it.
You read about it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this person want to treat a computer as if it were a typewriter.
Mm.
So then you are likely not to get a response. Even if you write by email, you are likely not to get it because the person's energy.
Mm.
It's not the institution.
Mm.
It's a person who is responsible for responding.
Mm.
Their energy is somewhere else.
Yeah. So the awareness also that I'm referring to, that the France, is not only to me as a user, but to the facilitator. Because the person who's running the WhatsApp number for Namibia Student Financial Assistance, if he or she is not aware of her job, like the importance of her job, that is where the basic lies. That if she's not aware of the importance and the crucial task that she has been given, she's also not going to attend to this thing. That's why I say, traveling just to for a single small thing, just say, yeah. Yeah, and not that I'm angry, but I'm realizing that because I'm trying to say maybe I'm blaming the students or the learners for turning up physically, but they could have tried the support desk of NASAFAF, but they did not respond. But it just could be just a small thing, and these kids now have used their money to go there to go queue up because the queues are were bananas, and I went there even before 8. I went there before 8 and I already found all the tables filled. So the awareness need to come from the users themselves as the users, and also the help desk, the support desk, the person who's going to be put there need to understand that what is this app really doing to the people's life? And like, what is the importance of me responding to them on time? And what will I save them? The money I'm going to save them, the time I'm going to save them. Because I was literally stuck for something very simple. And I think a lot of people were stuck for small things. And one of the long queue, it was unblocking. Because people were just blocked somewhere. But if I could have just called and say, can you unblock me? I have submitted this or now I have this. It could have prevented people traveling and spending money. And I'm just now talking about Windhoek. The office of NASAF in Windhoek is very, very far. And they did so well to come up with an app. To come up with an application and student, whatever. But until the support desk understand the role of this app and the assistance they're supposed to give, that awareness or that convenience which they created actually is not working anymore. And even now, if you try to call their number, nobody will pick up. So do you see, we have the apps now in place, but the people who are facilitating the utilization of the app by the general public do not understand the value of that app. So they won't pick up or they won't respond to you. So do you see now where the awareness need to start? The entrepreneurs did so well to create an app for NASAFAF. But the adoption by the public is slow. And again, the few members of the public who want to utilize it are perhaps facing some challenges. But the support desk of NASAFAF, the person who has been put there, does not understand the value of his support to this public. So do you see where now the awareness problem is going to hinder us progressing in terms of adopting certain complicated digital technologies?
We applaud the banking sector with everything that they've done to make sure they're digitized.
Mm.
But still, we still have people queuing up for simple things that they can do on their phone.
Yep.
Yeah, so part of it is the technocratic, disconnect from reality.
Mm.
When especially institution, like government institution, when technocrats do not understand.
Mm.
But part of it is also to be blamed to the individuals.
Mm.
We have a misplaced vibe.
Yeah.
For technology.
Mm.
Our vibe is on TikTok. Mm. It's on other things.
Yeah.
But when there is a serious application to say, okay, download this application, it will help you.
Mm.
Because it is not a fantasizing environment where you have to, where anybody has to view your thing and like it and comment. We don't give in for it.
Yep.
Because we consider that as sad applications.
Yep. So yeah, just to repeat again, the 4IR was, the industry or the private sector, we are putting at the center to adopt 4IR digital technologies. But as a developing country, I'm emphasizing this again. As a developing country, it is important to look beyond just the private sector to adopt 4IR. Because where we are, like given Namibia, the distance between places in Namibia is so vast. So that's why now it's very important also to have the whole society ready to adopt some of the application that can make their life easier. Like serious. Like now we all depend on radio from Jonah Mushoko to tell us where, how far the water is. But the Minister of Agriculture can just develop an app where we can see where they are tracking the flood, and they can update all the time in there. But now we have to wait for councillors to go to the radio. The flood is now where. I think we can do more. We can do better. Just like how we trace the dams. Just like how we track the dams. So we know where they are, whatever the volume now. But now we still have utilizing the old way that the council have to go on the radio to tell certain people of certain village that the flood is heading there. But if the headman can have an app where such data being uploaded to tell that the flood is heading that side, and he can communicate with these people. But yeah, I guess, and this is where the thing now, everybody say the radio is the most convenient way to communicate to Namibian. And I think it's a lie. It's just that because we do not want to go beyond the radio, we do not want to adopt other digital tools that are more convenient. So now you find on the radio, it's a breaking news or it's a breaking announcement that the flood is heading to your village, you see. But if we could have adopted another technology, most people now have mobiles. And MTC or Telecom or Evo Paratus are distributing towers all over the country. But we still rely on the radio to communicate faster. And that is not because, it's not because the radio is the only tool. No, it's our ability to go forward, our ability to adopt something different. And this is when, because when people are talking about 4IR, they just think that it's more difficult or complicated tools. No, it's our ability to go beyond the old way of communicating. So that is one classical example. Radio is very respected in Namibia. And not because it's the only tool that can reach rural area. No, it's because we are unable to utilize or adopt another technological tool or digital tool to communicate it to our people. So that is where we are stuck as a country. So it's very, very important. And I'm glad that this guy said it, that they did not only test the readiness of the country based on the private sector, but also the whole society is going to be more critical for us to understand where is society in terms of their understanding, in terms of their flexibility to move, not to leave radio, but just to combine radio with other digital tools there in the village, to know where things are. Yeah.
The issue is also about trust.
Mm.
The radio has gained trust for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And for now, nothing can compete with radio as far as the trust is concerned in the people.
Mm.
And when people hear something on radio, it is 100% legitimate, 100% true. But if they have to read it on any other platform, we 60, 50%, 40%, the trust is not there.
Yeah, no?
Yeah, so, and that is going to take a long time. Maybe in the young people, but the young people have a misplaced vibe.
So now I don't know how we are going to fix that, because I'm observing now so much of people, the risk aversion in terms of adopting new tools. We are seeing it now, MTC biometric issues. Not only that, I'm now going to also say this. The Bank of Namibia to somehow have taken a stand that from next year, they are going to allow open banking, where your data or the bank's data or client data are going to be shared with other third parties. How are we going to move to that? Right now we are trying to fight MTC in terms of biometric. But next year we are going to open banking where our data are going to be shared with the third parties.
Who are those? Who is that third party?
The third parties are other financial innovators who can create apps. The third party are just literally entrepreneurs or other participants.
In Maskosa Tutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamile Msakuri, Ringorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwalo Zui, Matutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabakawafela kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kawafi. Mamure nengi wa winduk, tolopo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niba IUM.
What is your take?
Let all of us.
So yeah, the difference, that is where the point is. There is more to come. And it's so weird, or it's really, really sad, that the fact that the Bank of Namibia is moving faster than anybody else. That is where everything is. MTC is moving faster than anybody else. Telecom is moving faster than anybody else. The banks are moving faster than anybody else. And all this, and Bank of Namibia, in their submission of the open banking, the things they have mentioned is the same things that have been mentioned here as hindrances. It's all about the regulatory environment. And this is where now I keep asking myself that, okay, Bank of Namibia and CRAN, all of you are government institutions. Why don't you sit down and tell the government that this is where we are moving? Because they are all mentioning the same problem. CRAN in their report, they are mentioning the same problem, regulatory environment. The fourth industrial revolution team, they are mentioning the same thing, regulatory environment, lack of infrastructure, electricity. The Bank of Namibia in their submission, regulatory environment, the cyber what, the data what. All of them are mentioning the same problems. And now those problems are the preconditions of the four IR. They are the precondition as identified here. So now it's somewhere I don't know where to go, because these are government institutions that can literally go to the OPM, that can literally go to the higher lending, that can go to NAMPOWER, that can go to whoever, and tell them that these guys, we need to innovate. Like, it's so sad for Bank of Namibia, because Bank of Namibia is regulating institutions that are so fast in innovation. And they are going to be hindered by small things, you know.
Do they need to be told?
That is now the funny thing. By the look of things, I'm no more living in this world that everybody have common sense. I'm sorry that the France. I have realized that I cannot say everybody have the common sense, or they are all also pushing the side where we are going.
No, you were wrong to put a one-size-fits-all as far as sense is concerned. Because, common sense. Mm. Sense is not always common.
Yeah, now we are talking about economic sense here. Because I think Bank of Namibia have to
even
step
economic
up.
Sense is not common all the time.
So that is why now I'm saying CRAN, Bank of Namibia, these are the regulatory framework that are owned by government. So either they push their colleagues within government to implement or to fast-track certain things. Because they are now going to say, like, next year Bank of Namibia is going to say they are going to come up with their own regulation to guide the banks until the Data Protection Bill, Act is implemented, and the cybersecurity and the others are all operationalized. Not about gazetting or signing them in law, implementing them. So Bank of Namibia is saying it's going to create their own rules to guide the banks and the third party. We are going to utilize the information or the data, because the national regulatory environment is so slow, is so sluggish in terms of keeping up with the technological innovation and the economic operation. So that is when I'm saying, do we need to wake up certain people? And that's why I think people are underestimating some of this conversation that are happening around the radio, the articles that are being written. And that's why it's so sad now. I don't know that the France, what else to do?
Look, you have parliament that pass laws. That includes laws on finance, laws on development, laws on judiciary, what legislation. Every law is passed by parliament, ratified and signed. Then it's going to be signed by the president. So who still needs to be told what? Because parliamentarians as themselves need to research this thing. And whether they are opposition parties or not, instead of pushing for unnecessary, that's why I'm saying our vibe is misplaced. You find a political party leader commenting on something that is not actually, but leaving a very relevant, you know, thing like this. And then we want to say we are moving. We can't move because political will is collective. It should be from parliament.
Yeah.
And it's bipartisan, like they call it in America. It should be a bipartisan push to say, guys, this is where we are supposed to be. You know, Vision 2030, whatever, it's a country's vision. So what is, LPM and other parties, what are they contributing to it?
Yeah.
So that's what is the contribution of opposition parties, for example, or even ruling parties, or ruling party into fourth industrial revolution? Who said what about fourth industrial revolution the whole 2021, the whole 2020, and the whole of last year? Who said what about, you know, I've been following parliament.
Yeah, I know Swartboy said something, I think last week, but it was not in parliament. He just said it at the press release that the education system is not ready for IR. And I appreciate that. But I want him now to say it in parliament to push something. Because, Dr. Franz, the point is this. I want the way politicians react to negative news like to corruption and other to react the same way to economic news. Because this is the funny thing. I have realized that people don't read business and technological news. Because if they were reading them, they would react the same way. Because if now the Namibian or the Village or Namibian Sun or New Era put a bad story, 20 million lost, the politician, they react, or the parliamentarian, they react. But I wonder if the Namibian business pages or the Village business pages say we do not have internet to facilitate. I want them to react also to this. Maybe, and this is something which is puzzling me. Is it the understanding that these are the preconditions for changing or restructuring our economy, and you need to react to it? Why do they only react to bad things?
From what I see, I know you will beat me for this, but politics looks like 90% fantasy and 10% reality.
Yeah.
And with that 10%, in that 10% is 9%, you know, reactionarism. And 1%, you know, irrationality.
But why can't they just react to everything? Because all these days I'm reading reports. I'm reading beautiful recommendations. Newspapers are covering beautiful economic stories or business stories or things that are touching the regulatory environment and things that need to be done. But no parliamentarian is reacting to it. How do we get them to react? And that's why I said, this is where now Bank of Namibia, who understand what need to be done for the economy to grow, CRAN, who understand what need to be done in the telecommunication sector, to vibe up these people, inject some vibe for them to react to these type of things. Because we cannot have all 20 reports having the same complaint, having the same problem or same highlighting the same bad thing in the Namibian economy. What need to be done? All reports. All of them, they have electricity or energy problems. They have telecommunication problems. They have regulatory or bills problems. Same problems everywhere.
I repeat myself again. Politics is 90% fantasy, 10% reality. And in that reality, 9% is about reactionarism. Yeah. And 1% is rationality. So now that 1% rationality also becomes misplaced.
So yeah, that's why now I keep proposing this, that should we have parliamentarians that are politicians? Because if that is the case, economically, we are not going to go forward. And the precondition here by the 4IRI infrastructure, both physical and digital, education, and having a functional innovation system. And in terms of infrastructure, we have looked at it already. But I'll read this also to say, the relationship between 4IR technology and infrastructure is interdependent, since adequate infrastructure is a precondition for 4IR, but 4IR technology can also contribute to the modernization of infrastructure process, which brings huge opportunity for innovation. So now, do they understand that the facilitators of the economy, do they understand it? Because now, if NAMPOWER is saying they need money, if Kran is saying they need money, who else now? If government need to give guarantees for certain things, will they rush to solve or to come through or to give these physical infrastructures? You know, because these are preconditions and they are interdependent. Interdependent at the France. If you can continue and just contribute to that quickly, please.
Yes. Now, the problem that we have is misplaced energy. You know, even politicians, their energy is misplaced. And this is problematic because if we are only after bad news, what if the whole year, you know, there will be only economic news and no news on corruption, you know, no one stole 20 million or 50 million and it's only about economics. Some parties will die. You know, some politics will cease to exist because it seems that, you know, we only exist on negative energy. Of course, fantasy of scoring points, that's very good because you need to pick on your opponent. That's what politics is about. But when we are talking about business and economics, and we are talking about technology and development, we are no longer into that 90% of fantasy, of jumpy-jumpy. We are now into the 1% of rationality. We are not even into the 9% of reactionalism. No. We are now dealing with the 1% of rationality. And no politician want to be part of that, because in rationality, unfortunately, is not about picking your opponent. And it's also not about scoring a point. So, and a politician does not exist without an opponent. So all the time they need to pick an opponent they need to criticize or score points. That's what politics is. You know, in politics you score points. You want to appear to be the best, you know, to show that you care for, you know, everyone in reality when in reality you're not. So there was supposed to be a bipartisan push for innovation, for creativity. Even the issue of fourth industrial revolution was supposed to be spoken widely, heavily, mightily, you know, powerfully, with all strength in parliament. It's supposed to be something that was even mostly debated, because we need to debate the laws into the future. Look, if the issue of artificial intelligence, how legal is, for example, face recognition? Because face recognition, if not handled properly, it will come with a lot of biases that will endanger a certain community of people. So how does parliament come in to prevent that, to preempt that? You know, if, say for example, you know, this issue of the robotics, if no legislative measures are put in place or precautionary measures, the robotics are coming to be problematic. Or drones, for example. Who is allowed to have drones? And what is the use of, what is the regulation behind drones, for example? So where should drone be used and when shouldn't they not be used?
Yeah.
So if that law is not passed, if you are not preempting that, we are likely to be in problem.
Yep. So, yeah, those are the preconditions. As I say, one of the first preconditions was awareness of the public. And the second one is awareness of the policymakers. If the policymakers are at the level where they are now, where everyone who is doing an assessment in Namibia is actually pointing fingers to them to say, your regulatory environment is so outdated. We are going to have problems. Then other preconditions are, as we say, are infrastructures. And as I say, all the infrastructure, whether physical or soft, are needed or digital, because access to advanced digital technology can be constrained by both physical infrastructure, such as lack of electricity, lack of digital infrastructure, and accelerating now digital connectivity, internet density, broadband penetration are critical, not only for increasing 4IR uptake, but also for reaching and lowering unit cost for underserved people. And as I said, NASA coming up with an app, it enabled the kid who is in rural area to apply from wherever they are. But it depends now if Paratus, if MTC, Telecom have gone that far to put towers to save all these people. And what is the cost of data? So that is now the digital infrastructure that need to be there. But what I wanted us to go look at, and what I wanted us, what else is here? They mentioned, yeah, additional ITC indicators. Yeah. What also I wanted to touch is that the cyber crime has been identified as a higher risk in Namibia, and the development of cyber crime legislation in Namibia has resulted in electronic transaction that was enacted in 2019. However, the regulation are still being to be drafted. The cybercrime bill is in the process of being finalized together with the consolidated national ICT policy and amendment to the Communication Act. And this legislation will bring Namibia closer to a regulatory environment for the region. Since the peers country in SADC have cybercrime legislation in place, such as Botswana, Mauritius, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. So do you see now why I keep pointing fingers to your policymakers? They are the worst economic facilitators. And I think, somebody can challenge me here. I'm not saying they are not educated. I'm saying, as you say, their alignment to economic facilitation is not there. I don't think they do their policy making as a way to stimulate economic activity or to provide an environment. No, they just do it for the sake of political things. And I'm asking everybody who plan to go to parliament, your role is to facilitate economic activities, is to ensure we have a good society where people operate. But if that is not there, then Namibia is going to run a risk of always being behind in creating better policies that can enable innovation and economic activities in the country. So that is why we are pointing fingers to our politician. And this is a warning to everybody. Please, we need to now wake up to choose the people who have an understanding. Look at your parliament. Your parliament should be proof of what you voted for. Otherwise, we are going to have all the assessment from every sector pointing fingers that they do not have the right regulatory policy or an act. And as they cannot move their investment, or they cannot do whatever they need. So that is where the problem lies now.
I would say this again. Our policy makers, most of them are politicians.
Yeah, man.
Now, politics, wherever you go, it's not just in Namibia. Politics is 90% fantasy. 10%, you know, or 9% reaction, 1% rationale.
So, colleagues, we are in the final report or assessment of Namibia readiness for the fourth industrial revolution. It has three layers. It has three layers. The first layer is to test, does, is Namibia now have the precondition to adopt certain technologies? And we have looked at what is there in terms of physical infrastructure and digital infrastructure. We have looked at them and also the awareness of the public to adopt. And we added another precondition that you should have a parliamentarian or a parliament of policymakers who understand what is needed for digital technology to be adopted in the economy or in a country, so they can create or they can enable such things to happen. And if they are not aware, and if they are not pushing, and if they are not participating, we are running a risk not to, for companies or for anyone to face struggle when they want to invest in Namibia. Like now, Bank of Namibia want to do this, CRAN want to do that, MTC want to do that. All these, the banks want to do that, but unfortunately they can't, because they run a risk of putting Namibia at risk, because there is no environment, there is no regulatory framework where to operate in. Because, and I keep saying this, why are we moving so fast to create a regulatory environment for hyphen and for hydrogen? Why don't we have the same energy for every sector? And I have proved that everyone in Namibia is just complaining about the regulatory framework. In the agricultural sector, in the innovation sector, in the telecommunication sector, is the same problem, that they do not have certain act. They do not have certain bill. They do not have certain policy. But the whole country is running around to create a regulatory environment for hydrogen. But if you read on the open banking, it's a public document that Bank of Namibia wrote. What are they saying? They have indicated where they are stuck. They have to create their own rules to enable open banking by next year. So now how are we going to facilitate economic progress if these regulations are not in place? And innovation is such a risky thing. So now one of our preconditions is this education and skills, but I think we are going to touch it again tomorrow, that the precondition for fourth IR is education and skill. And now we are now going to look at the specific, what the private sector are saying, what has been found. That do we have a precondition?
Yeah, no, continue, sorry.
Yeah. So we are going to look at that tomorrow. But for today we are emphasizing that yes, for us to adopt, because we have been making noises also us here to say adopt, adopt, adopt. But now we are looking at what are the precondition, and what do we mean by the precondition? We say before you as a farmer, before you put your seeds on the soil, what do? You prepare the soil, right? Then you put the seed. So the precondition for your seed is a well-prepared soil. And it's the same thing for the fourth industrial revolution, to a technology to be adopted by the private sector, by individuals. The precondition, the soil need to be prepared by the policymakers to enable investment, to enable adoption, to enable awareness. And certain things like now infrastructure need to be there. Physical and soft infrastructure. And also, one of the preconditions is to have a parliamentarian or policymakers who are aware of what needs to be done to facilitate these things. And also for the public themselves, the consumers, to have an open mind and ability to consume this type of news or this type of technologies for their own convenience. Flexibility and understanding the direction of the economy need also to be there within among ourselves. So that you don't have to pay $26 to go to Anasafaf. You don't have to go queue up at the GIPF if they have already requested you to give their biometrics or go on their website and verify yourself. All these things, you know, you don't have to go to a bank. You don't need to. There are certain things that can actually reduce the cost of our daily life if we can just gradually adopt. But again, we are kids, right? We are dummies, right? We do not know the risk. And that is where now where we need the protection of our regulators. But they can only protect us if the regulators are having access to policies and act and bills that they can use to protect us as we engage in these technologies.
Yeah, but we also need to admit that the things that we are trying to adopt are given birth by others.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, for us to kickstart this engine, we need to develop a culture towards technology.
Yeah.
And it seems that culture is not yet there, or the culture is actually there, but we have a misplaced, or we have selective morality when it comes to how we use technology.
Mm-hmm.
And that selective morality is putting us into danger, because you keep queuing up while institutions are coming up with applications.
Yep.
Because even if the Ministry of Health is to come up with an application where you have, you can access your, you know, medical assistance, people still wake up 4 o'clock to go to the hospitals and queue up for a simple thing they can get, a simple service they can get through an application. Because the culture is the culture, or we, because of we, because we have selective morality of what we want to do with this technology.
So, colleagues, it's a bit sad for me today, given what I have witnessed at the NASAFAF, given what I got to read over the weekend in terms of technology and how we are adopting an awareness. And it's going to require all of us, I guess, coming on board and having an open mind and having some basic understanding that your livelihood will improve. Your livelihood will improve if we started doing certain things. We just need to have an open mind to how technology can assist. And I know we are scared. And the main reason, Namibian, we are scared is because we do not have a strong regulatory environment. It's because the protectors, they do not know what needs to be done. Bank of Namibia knows, CRAN knows, but until they have legislative tools that they can use, unfortunately, they cannot protect us. And that now leaves us that the people who are making the regulation or the laws are just not laws, but they have to be in response to the economy or to the progress of for our society. That is it. Because they also need to make sure you are well educated or well made or made aware of what is coming. Is that information there? And also the media have some a role to play in terms of feeding the information. I'm seeing that Namibian people, we are so used to consuming negative news and bad news. We barely read articles like this. We barely listen to information like session like this. We barely do that. And that is actually going to impact us. Even when the open banking laws are going to come in place.
Bad news is good for politics.
Yeah. So even when now, when open banking is going to come, because I finally read the open banking submission by the Bank of Namibia. That's why I'm using it. I finally read why MTC wanted biometric information for you. And I know GIPF have already requested for biometric from their people. It's not the MTC. The MTC is not going to be the first time. GIPF already requested. So now I'm now asking, if we do not engage in this type of conversation to teach each other, since nobody's going to teach us or made us aware, I think we're going to be behind. And we just need to consume a little less of the bad ones. Consume it and find solution to it. But the conversation should be centered on going forward. How do we make things better, especially adopting some of the convenient technologies and enabling innovation for our young entrepreneurs to come up with tools and apps that can assist us to move forward. And this is why we are breaking down this report, is to tell you where we are as a country, what the researchers have found, and to give some deep analysis on how do we move forward and what needs to be done. So tomorrow we continue now. The precondition of 4IR is education and the skill. Where are we in that? And they gave some beautiful mapping or overview of our education system and the skills. Not only them, what the private sector also say that, do we have the right people? Is the teaching method right? Is the university doing the training the right people? So we're going to look at that tomorrow, Dr. France. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Our time also, of course, we have come to a serious halt here. And we'll continue again tomorrow. Same time, our aim here is to inform you and to give you the right information as far as Fourth Industrial Revolution and its readiness as far as the country is concerned, And of course, Eagle FM is on the move, to, you know, to change, because this is a new year, new things.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
All right, yes, exciting times, of course, because this is a new year, so you are likely to get new programming, and of course, that is in short while to come, in short season to come, you know. But this has been this is a special program that is just directed for a report on Fourth Industrial Revolution. And have a great day, and of course, continue to listen to Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station.